For those of you who may be new here or who are joining us online who are new, my name is Ryan Kohlinger. I'm a pastor here at Community Church Murphy's Landing. I want to welcome you. Glad you're here with us this morning. So I'm starting off for us this morning because it's going to be a little bit different. So today is the fifth Sunday of the month, and so for those of you who've been here for a little bit, you know that the fifth Sunday of the month is a special service here at CCML. So instead of our normal service, we're having what we call a consecrate service. So a consecrate service is where we set aside special time to set ourselves apart with God. So in Scripture, the word consecrate means to set aside. That's what it literally means. You consecrate objects or you consecrate people, setting them aside, making them separate for other things, for holy purposes. So you could consecrate different items in the temple to be used in the temple operations for the worship of God, and you could also consecrate people for work and ministry. And so today, on the fifth Sunday of the month, we want to have a service where people can consecrate themselves before God. You see, God has work that he wants to do in our lives. Special work and ministry that he has set aside for each and every one of us. And so we want to have a service where we can give you space to work with God on whatever work or ministry that he wants to be doing in your life. We want you to be able to have an opportunity to, for lack of a better way of saying it, do business with God. This means our service is going to have time for you to talk directly with God, to worship him more fully, to confess sins to one another, to spend time in prayer listening for what God wants to say to your heart. Now, the service is going to be centered around helping you to think more deeply and converse with God more fully on what we've been walking through since our last fifth Sunday. So since our last fifth Sunday, we've been studying Mark chapters 10 through 14. So to give us a starting point for our service this morning, I'm going to have you all turn to Mark chapter 12 in your Bibles. If you have a physical Bible, Mark 12, or your phone, pull that up to Mark 12. And then we're also going to have words on the screen as well. So Mark chapter 12, and we're going to start in verse 28. One of the scribes approached. When he heard them debating and saw that Jesus answered them well, he asked them, "Which command is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other command greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have correctly said that he is one, and there is no one except him. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is far more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God,' and no one dared question him any longer." So here we see the crux of what we are setting ourselves aside for, or consecrating ourselves for this morning: loving God fully and loving our neighbors as ourselves. This is what I want us to focus on as we spend time together worshiping God, praying and confessing. What can we be doing to love God and our neighbor more fully? So here's the rundown for how the service is going to work today. We'll start off this morning with five songs that are interspersed with some scriptures from Ephesians chapter 1. And after that, I'll share a little bit more from my heart and give us something more specific to pray and meditate on from our time in the gospel according to Mark. And then we're going to have some time to dream with God. This is essentially an opportunity for you to dream with God about what amazing things he might want to do through you. These portions will also have worship songs interspersed throughout. So here's what I want us to understand about this time. It's open for you. If you want to stand and sing your lungs out, do that. If you want to sit and meditate on the words or the songs or the scripture, do that. If you want to pray, do that. If you want to confess sins with your brothers and sisters, do that. If you want to encourage another brother or sister, do that. This is time for you to set yourself aside with God. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Tony to lead us in our first time of worship. So on this fifth Sunday of the month, I want us to do some meditation and some looking back on where we've been the past few months. So as we've journeyed through the gospel according to Mark, I've shared a lot of messages, and they've had lots of points and lots of applications in them. But as we move into this time of meditation, I really want us to zone in on one theme that God has been pressing on my heart that we've seen repeatedly in Mark chapters 10 through 14. And that theme is the theme of suffering and service in the light of Christ. Suffering and service in light of Christ. Over and over again, Jesus has been both teaching and demonstrating both suffering and service. Mark 10, 33 through 34 is an example of this. See, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him, and he will rise after 3 days. This is Jesus talking about suffering that he is going to endure and the kind of suffering that we also might endure if we follow him. This is the very passage where James and John asked to sit at Jesus' right hand, and Jesus connects greatness in his kingdom with suffering. Just as Christ suffered, so we also suffer for him. And then if you skip ahead a few verses to the end of that confrontation he has with James and John, we see Jesus talk about service in verses 42 through 45. Jesus called them over and said to them, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions act as tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. On the contrary, whoever wants to become great among you will be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you will be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Friends, these are not just things that Jesus teaches. These are things that he experienced and did. We've been reading about the arrest of Jesus and the sufferings that he underwent. We've read about the sufferings that the disciples underwent. We've been seeing Jesus walk straight into those sufferings with his head held high. We've seen Jesus exemplify the idea of being a servant by pouring out his body and his blood for his disciples. Jesus is on the path to walking to the cross to be the greatest servant of all, the servant who gives up his very life for the salvation of us all. Over and over again, we've been seeing a recurring theme and application for us that when we follow Jesus, it's probably going to be a difficult path to walk. It's going to be a path of suffering and a path of service. Jesus both teaches it and he demonstrates it for us. And he invites us to do the same with him, to walk with him on this path. Friends, what God has been pressing in on my heart these past few months is the necessity of getting uncomfortable for Jesus. The questions I want us to be wrestling with are these. What is it that Jesus is asking me to do to get uncomfortable for him? To whom do I need to be a witness? How do I need to trust God with my future, even when that future looks like it might be difficult? What is God asking me to sacrifice for him that I need to sacrifice for him? What authority does Jesus want to have in my life that I haven't given to him yet? Friends, as we move into a time of meditation, Pastor Tony is going to lead us in more songs. And the purpose of this time is for us to spend time in prayer with God and with each other to really dig deep into these questions. So what this time looks like is up to you. Pastor Tony is going to lead us in more songs. So this is time for you to pray, to reflect, to pour out your heart before God. But there are two things that I want to plead with you. The first is that I want to plead with you to please grapple with these things with God. Don't just stand or sit in your seat and sing more songs with your heart and mind disengaged while you just go through the motions. And then second, I want to plead with you to not do this alone. We are the corporate body of Christ, and we're not meant to worship in our service alone or to struggle through our lives alone. Bring someone else into this conversation. Pull aside another brother or sister in Christ during this time and share with them, weep with them, pr- process with them, confess with them, sing with them, read scripture with them. So let us go before the Lord. I don't want to interrupt what the Lord might be doing in your heart right now, but just stay where you are in your time with God. And for the rest of the service, we're just going to continue in this posture that we're in. And as you ponder this challenge of suffering and sacrifice in light of Christ, I want you to dream with God. I want you to dream with God by asking the question and ponder and challenge the suffering of and sacrifice in light of Christ. Ask the question, if money, time, resources, etc. were of no object, if you were guaranteed success in your efforts in these areas, what would you like to see God do? Brothers and sisters, dream big with God. So now that we've spent time dreaming with God, I want us to ponder this question as we close our service. What is stopping me from this that I think God cannot provide or overcome? You just spent time dreaming, and I'm here to tell you that that dream that God has placed on your heart is not so far away. God is the one who provides. He makes a way. So let us join him to make these dreams a reality. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve.